KSA Radio News.
The rabbi of a Texas synagogue where a gunman took hostages Saturday during live-streamed services described the escape after an hours-long standoff. He spoke to CBS Mornings.
Two gentlemen who were still with me, they were ready to go. I told them to go. I threw a chair at the gunman, and I headed for the door. And all three of us were able to get out without even a shot being fired.
Authorities killed the 44-year-old gunman after the last hostages ran out of Congregation Beth Israel. A federal appeals court has dealt opponents of a strict abortion law out of Texas another defeat. The ruling Monday by the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans raises concerns by opponents that the state's near-total ban on abortions will remain intact for the foreseeable future. The Texas law bans abortion once cardiac activity is detected. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with a six-piece towel set, USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in a towel. Two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths for a limited time, $39.95 using our promo code USA. It retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Losing your sense of smell and taste after COVID-19 may not be tied to the variant, but to your genetics.
Scientists say whether or not you lose your sense of smell after getting COVID-19 could depend on your genetic makeup. This discovery could bring experts closer to finding treatments for the virus. As many as 1.6 million people in the United States still have a change in their ability to smell 6 months after contracting COVID. 23andMe researchers conducting the study as part of a larger COVID project using a large body of participants who had done a 23andMe test already. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Moderna hopes to market a combined booster vaccine for COVID-19, influenza, and RSV. The company's CEO said the combo vaccine could be released as soon as the fall of 2023. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The Federal Reserve is poised to raise interest rates.
What's going to happen to money prices in 2022? The Federal Reserve has cut the bond buying program and assigned interest rate increases will soon follow. Commonwealth Financial Network CIO Brad McMillan on Fox News weighs in.
I think right now the markets are saying the Federal Reserve might well screw it up. We've seen long-term rates remain remarkably constrained given the expectations out there. I mean, it's not, is the Fed going to do, is going to tackle it? It's how much is the Fed going to do? And right now they're saying four rate hikes, maybe five. So I think the Fed might screw it up, but right now I think the markets are still seeing growth.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
President Joe Biden's overall approval ratings continue a downward slide as he approaches his one-year anniversary in office. And a plurality of respondents believe he's not handled the coronavirus pandemic as well as his predecessor, former President Donald Trump. This according to a new Redfield and Wilton Strategies survey. According to the survey conducted January 8th through 9th, 44% of Americans disapprove of Biden's overall performance. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky acknowledged her agency's poor messaging in recent weeks as the Omicron variant spreads in the U.S. Walensky said she's committed to communicating CDC policy more clearly and says she's being coached by a media consultant. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.